Texte numéro 4. An Ocean of Troubles. In 1998, a rise in sea temperatures caused by El Niño, a periodic eastward surge of warm Pacific water, caused a mass bleaching of the world's coral reefs, the temporary home of perhaps a quarter of all marine species. Had this happened to rainforests, coral's terrestrial equivalent, a sea change in attitudes to the environment could have been expected. But because this change occurred in the sea, the calamity drew remarkable little comment. Traditional attitudes towards the sea as something distant to humanity are out of date. The effects of overfishing, agricultural pollution, and climate change are devastating marine ecosystems. The industrial pollution that is cooking the climate could also cause another problem: carbon dioxide, absorbed by the sea from the atmosphere, turns to carbonic acid, which is a threat to coral, mussels, oysters, and any creature with a shell of calcium carbonate. The enormity of the sea's troubles and their implications for mankind are worrying. Yet it is remarkable how little this is recognised by policymakers, let alone the general public. Human activity is changing the oceans faster than at almost any time in the planet's history. Take over fishing. The industrialisation of fishing fleets has massively increased man's capability to scoop protein from the deep and to put to sea for weeks on end. Most commercial species have been reduced by over 75% and some by 99%. Overfishing is eradicating the primary protein source of one in five people, many of them poor. Global warming is another problem. So far, the sea has been a buffer against it. Because the heat capacity of water is several times that of air, the oceans have absorbed most of the additional heat, sparing the continents further warming. Yet this is now starting to change faster than almost anyone had dared imagine. One effect of the warming ocean, for example, is to increase the density difference between the surface and the chilly deep, which in turn decreases mixing of them. That means less oxygen is making it down to the depths, reducing the livability of the oceans. Fish under temperature and oxygen stress will reach smaller sizes, live less long, and devote a bigger fraction of their energy to survival at the cost of growth and reproduction. Not for 55 million years has there been oceanic disruption of comparable severity to the calamity that lies just 100 years ahead. So, what is to be done? Solutions range from the obvious, reducing carbon emissions, to technical solutions like genetic improvements to aquaculture stocks. None is impossible. We can change. We can turn around our impact on the biosphere. We had better do so. Adapted from The Economist, May 2012.